Hey everybody, welcome to the Gootscast. It's the final show for WrestleMania week, and back with me is Kyle Lewis. It's NXT. This is the end of WrestleMania week. Don't let anyone tell you different. What do you think, Kyle? Was this the end of WrestleMania week, or did it end last night?
It ended in WrestleMania.
No, this is it.
Because the Raw after WrestleMania did not do anyway. We're not talking about that today, but it did no one any favors. And this was just like a more, instead of a Marvel post-credit scene, we got Morbius post-credit scenes. And I haven't seen Morbius, so I shouldn't take those shots, but by all accounts. No, you take
the shots. It's okay. I mean, the director is already doing interviews about what went wrong, so.
Yeah, by all accounts, it's not a good movie. And yeah. That's how I feel what happened with Raw. NXT was better. NXT was on its own island, really.
It started off good. It ended good. The middle was a little shaky. I felt like last year, the NXT after Mania last year was really, it kind of felt like a new start. It kind of felt, I don't know if you remember, but Raquel Cologne, what's her name? Raquel Gonzalez. Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley came out and stood in the ring with their belts. Taya Valkyrie debuted. Kushida.
Kushida came back.
The Cruiserweight title. Mm-hmm. And then you also had, what was the other? There was a couple of big developments. Like Killer Cross, whatever.
Debuted.
What?
That's when he debuted with the music.
No. But he said like there's gonna be new challengers now for me and shit. It was a table resetting. This kind of just felt like more of the same. Like it didn't feel like WrestleMania weekend was a grand destination for NXT.
More like just, that for both days, honestly. Raw and NXT, instead of a reset or starting something over, NXT, they kind of backtracked on everything they did over the weekend.
Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, they started last night. We can talk about last night because they started last night. They made the weird decision to have Braun beat Dolph on Raw and not at the pay-per-view. And it was very strange to me because if you've been following NXT, you figure the culmination of storyline is at NXT Stand and Deliver. Mm-hmm. And then they had him win. They had him beat Braun. And it was just like this unnecessary extra step because I don't know if there's anybody out there like this, but what if you just watch NXT and now like this really important development happened on Raw, but, and like, maybe like you just watch NXT and like you're used to, okay, they're not going to have a crazy new story development on Raw. And now Dolph Ziggler wasn't even on this episode.
Yeah,
he might. Well, he got his comeuppance.
Yeah,
on a different show, which I think to me like was stupid. I don't know why you just don't have Gunther win and Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand, and I don't.
Not Gunther. I'm sorry, Braun Breaker. Nah, God, I'm all over the place. It's time for me to go.
It's over. This week, I mean that match too, and we'll get into it later. Like that was a takeover. I mean, I guess you can do it again, but.
I mean, Gunther is a guy who's a challenger. They kind of just wasted him tonight, and it makes maybe they kind of like buried Imperium tonight. I'm really thinking about it, and that makes me think maybe Gunther is going to go to maybe he's going to show up on SmackDown.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe SmackDown's the start of the official start of the new season because Fox is Fox, and Fox wants all the good stuff.
Maybe he'll be Big G. Instead of Gunther.
Exactly. They'll change his name again.
He'll be Big G and he'll be with Butch.
Yeah, maybe. Or he'll be in the New Day. He'll be like their other friend. The rival. Their white friend.
This is our white friend. Big G.
Big G.
He's replacing Big E. It's not Big G. Thank you.
He's doing all the dancing and the claps. It's like he edited him in 2K22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm down with it. All right, so the opening segment, Braun Breaker thanks everyone, talks about his week. Oh, this is another thing. The crowd tonight was garbage.
Weird. They were weird.
Are they usually like this? This was a garbage crowd.
No, they were like rebellious to be rebellious, almost like they're trying to be the Raw After Mania crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
shitting on everything that happened.
They were just shitting on everything. They were chanting boring that they got in the head of that other Italian guy that was with Tony D'Angelo.
Yeah.
The crowd was like, I thought they liked Braun, and I could see Braun pause for a second. They don't like, do they not like, you watch this show, right? Regularly or not really?
Yeah, I mean, they like Braun, and they show at the end of the night people barking and hollering.
So why are they chanting, you're our champion, no, you're not, or what they were chanting? They were chanting like
weird. That's the first time, yeah, that's the first time that happened for Braun, at least. Really?
And they were, it just felt like we know we're live, and these guys are all like inexperienced, and we want to just fuck with their careers.
Yeah, it seemed like people just wanted to be disruptive for some reason, and that's what happened.
So that Gunther confronts him. They announce the match for later, and then the Creed brothers come out. The Creed brothers and Imperium have a very interesting match. I enjoyed it, and I was like, oh, we're off to a great start. Marcel Bartel, was he the one who walked out? I never can tell who's who. Is it Fabian? Fabian
walked out. Yeah, I know he's the bald one.
the bald one, Fabian, walked out.
Yeah.
Marcel Bateau was bleeding like a pig. The Creed brothers pin him. And I don't know why he walked out. He just left. There wasn't like a miscommunication or they were arguing. He literally just turned on him out of nowhere. And then Pretty Deadly debuts.
Yes.
And if you've been watching NXT UK, and apparently I'm the only one, do you ever watch that show?
No, the last time I saw it was when Mako Sanamura beat up Zia Brookside. I saw a clip on .com. Now I'm like, oh, she's gonna get this shit kicked out of her. I need to see this happen.
Well, Pretty Deadly,
that was the last match I saw.
Pretty Deadly are like, I would say, two Dolph Ziggler's from Britain.
Yeah, no, I've seen their promos and their faces and stuff, but
it's so funny,
not their matches.
JD from New York was like, who are these guys? What's going on here? And I'm like, yo, bro. For someone who fucking brags about how great your podcast is, you should know the cast and crew of fucking NXT UK. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Dude, watch NXT UK. It's an hour out of your day.
I mean, if you're going to make your living talking about professional wrestling, I assume
you should know who Pretty
Deadly is. NXT UK, yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely know who Pretty Deadly is. I'm excited to see Pretty Deadly. I think they're a good addition. I think they're going to be in the main roster sooner than later. I enjoy their work in UK. I think they're going to do great work here, and I think they're going to get on the main roster before the end of the year. What's your thoughts on them?
I don't know them too well. They got a good look. I've seen their promos. I'm not JD from New York.
He doesn't know who they are.
Because I don't even want him in my vicinity.
But anyway,
they got a good look. From promos I've seen, they look like they can talk, and they're pretty cool. So, and Pretty Deadly. So we'll see what they do. Always nice to see a boost in the tag division because all the tag divisions need it.
Can I tell you, I was watching this match and I was like, which tag team is going to get beaten the 2-on-1 by Almost first? Is it going to be the Creed Brothers or Imperium?
Oh, you're not wrong.
I'm sitting here like, which one of these guys, which one of these, I just want to be like, when Shawn Michaels is like, hey, okay, guys, so this is going to go 30 minutes. You're going to jump off this building. He's going to super kick you through glass. It's going to be great. It's going to be 6 stars. I just want one of the guys to be like, yeah, how does this help me get squashed by Almost 2 years from now? Because that's my fate. Can we like focus on getting us over as people so Vince doesn't want to just squash us? Because you know right now that FTR would be getting that treatment. They'd be getting their head smashed in.
They would have got destroyed by Almost. I mean, the Viking Raiders, who are like a real team, got squashed by Almost.
And they're a team that he could fucking make money on if he believed in them.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wants to do with them. Okay, so Cameron Grimes comes out, cuts a promo. I like where Cameron Grimes is going. He's a good baby face. I think he got the biggest reaction Stan deliver on Saturday. Most of the people, the crowd didn't seem to know. I feel like they were just there to be there. But I remember they loved Cameron Grimes. And Solo Sikoa.
Some people tried to say some stuff about him. That same vocal crowd tried to, and they got shut down pretty quickly.
Oh, you deserve it. No, you don't. Yeah, it's like he's talking about his dead dad. It's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. It was like, you know what? It would be one thing. Like, I feel like WWE, like especially in certain years, like 2015, deserved this kind of treatment. Mm-hmm. Like a WWE Raw deserved like this kind of like shitting on everything. But these guys don't. Like, Cameron Grimes is busting his ass. You don't need to make him fuck. You don't need to, like, make him look like a fucking idiot on national TV.
Yeah.
You know? But Solo Sikoa comes out, references that his bloodline has gold, and challenges Cameron Grimes. I would love to see this guy up in the bloodline. I don't know. Maybe he's not polished enough yet, but I would love to just see him standing there with Roman and the Usos.
I thought it was going to happen soon. It could have happened instead of Austin Theory. Like, it was kind of odd to see the Usos team with a person who's not in the bloodline.
Yeah. But do you think when they bring him up, they might make him the family member who's like, I don't bow to you?
I can see them doing that just to separate him and get him up to speed much quicker. Fighting a guy like Roman, fighting the Usos, and getting that kind of like, what do they call it? Boot camp crash course and working with like good people.
Yep. So throughout the show, Joe Gacy's cutting promos, which I thought were leading to nothing, but they do lead to something.
Yeah, me too.
Tiffany Stratton cuts a horrible promo. This is my first time seeing her. People are like, so you're going to love her. She's just like Trish Stratus, or she's just like Scarlett. And I'm like, no, Scarlett and Trish Stratus can talk. This woman is not that very good. And she called Saraya a schoolgirl, which is, we're getting racist with the promos. So that's interesting.
Going back in time, baby.
Going back in time. Draco Anthony and Zion Quinn. Who are these two guys?
Zion Quinn, they liked for a little while. Like, he was feuding with Legado del Fantasma. And there was this whole love triangle between him, Electra Lopez, and with Santos Escobar, and then that kind of stopped, and then he just kind of been floating around. I guess they teamed up at some point, and now they're fighting. I did not care for that rivalry.
So Dexter Lumis and Duke Hudson went to a double countout. I like all four of these competitors. I think Indy Hartwell has improved. I was thinking like, wow, because they started the Index storyline, the NXT after Mania last year. And I'm like, wow, she has gotten so much better. This storyline has really made her into a star. 2 years ago, I don't know if you remember, but she was getting squashed by Nia Jax on the Pandemic Raws.
Yeah.
With no personality, standing there looking like a deer in the headlights. Got a lot better. I think it's time to bring Dexter and Indy Hartwell up to the main roster. I don't know what you think.
It'd be cool to see if there's a spot for them. I don't know. They've also had this weird thing where they will split a team up, or they will bring the guy up and not bring the girl up with them. They did it with Karrion Kross. They did it with Sanity.
They might put Dexter in Edge's group.
Yeah, I don't think he needs it. I feel like Edge's group is gonna be everybody who like looks like they listen to SiriusXM Octane.
What would you call the group? I was thinking, let's just call them the Brood again. Don't even say the new Brood. Just be like Brood. This is the Brood. Like, you
they're,
know, like
they're gonna call it like the Dark something, the Iconoclasts or something.
No, call it the Brood again. That's what I want to say. You already got the logo. T-shirts. Gangrel can show up and be like, yay.
Yeah.
Beth, you ever hear what
join them eventually?
You ever hear what Edge told Gangrel?
What?
That Vince, I don't think Vince remembers you or even like wants to remember you or something. And I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
That's why would you say that?
Why don't you ask Vince? I mean, there's a network. Yeah. It's like, pull up or who's Gangrel? Pull up September 15th, 1998, your fucking network, and that'll tell you who he is.
He knows who Gangrel is because it cost them money anytime they had to use his intellectual property.
Yeah, it's probably why he's trying to forget him. Yeah. I get it. He probably got the... Yeah, it was weird that they were willing to pay for Gangrel. Usually they're just like, no. But they must have thought they were going to make serious money off Gangrel.
I guess so. It was kind of like back for a while, Hulk Hogan, I remember the old video game. They had that trademark and old merch.
Yes. That's why he changed it to Hollywood, by the way. That was the real reason.
Okay.
So they could pay Marvel. I don't know if you remember, but after a while, WCW just said Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah.
So Marvel would get less of his money. So I think...
They weren't the same person. I don't understand. I mean, whatever.
Well, because Hulk. It's like they copyrighted calling anyone Hulk. So they had to pay a fee to Marvel. Yeah. So, hey. But listen, Marvel deserves the money. They should put him in the MCU as thank you. I know you wouldn't be a fan. You're like, no. All right, Toxic Attraction defeated Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai. Why? I don't know why they did this. Why? you know, both times they went right back on their storylines on Stand Deliver. It almost made Stand Deliver useless or meaningless. This match was okay, but I don't know why you had Raquel and Dakota win. I don't know.
It seemed like they they went back. It seemed like they did this stuff for the pop of the weekend, mm-hmm. just to get people like hyped that titles are changing hands. We're gonna be in a good mood. Da 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 da. But maybe now Raquel goes up to the main roster.
Well, Dakota Kai is gonna challenge Mandy Rose. Yeah, Mandy next Rose. Week. If Dakota Kai finally gets the belt, I'm okay with that.
But they don't need Raquel for that. I mean, you still have Wendy Chu. I mean, I guess you can have Raquel for that. But
they're doing a weird thing with Dakota Kai where they're like making her back into her like upbeat persona, but with a little bit of an edge that she had when she was a heel. It's there. Tony D'Angelo becomes a main man. This AJ Galante guy, by the way, I looked him up on Instagram. He has like no followers. I don't know why they thought this guy was a celebrity, but they do this segment where he becomes the Don. They go on and on about this speech. I got to be honest with you. I think that Tony D'Angelo is going to be like Santino or Damian Mizdow or who's the other jokey character that they kept around?
Ezekiel.
No, that's going to be actually funny. I think he's going to be a guy that comes out and goes, "Oh, where's the pizza?" And then almost. Oh, it's always going to be almost. Almost just annihilates him.
Squashes everybody on the show.
Horribly, injures them for real because he doesn't know what he's doing. So I see that in his future. He's gonna be like Nunzio was. He's just going to get squashed. He's going to be a big Nunzio. I don't see any future for this guy. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's hard to fit a character like that onto the main roster, in my opinion.
But he would fit, but I think Vince can use him for comedy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Roman, why don't you give me the bell? Here's a few dollars. Hey. And then the Usos and Roman are going to beat the shit out of him. And be like, I'm the Don. Do you acknowledge me? Oh, here. Sorry, capo. Hey.
I mean, I'd see it. I feel bad for him because every time I see him, he just reminds me of the pastel from the Good Pigeons.
I do look for who's going to become like the jobber of these people, who's going to become the Zack Ryder. So I do this. I don't know if you do this, but I will just keep the TV on for my dogs. And lately I've been keeping the Raws on. And I've been doing this on and off throughout the years where I'll do like the Raws on the network because they just go. They don't stop.
Yeah.
And I'm up to 2011, 2012. Oh. And the way they push then bury Zack Ryder is astonishing to see. And you like it is a masterclass in how to make sure a crowd never cheers for a guy ever again. Because were you at the Survivor Series 2011?
I was. They're okay. We went right into the point that The Rock acknowledged. Yeah.
And The Rock acknowledged it?
Yep.
I forgot they started Raw with the clip that The Rock acknowledged that he liked Zack Ryder. Mm-hmm. And then that was the build to him winning the U.S. title. And the night after as soon as Kane showed up, they just bury this guy. And make him look dumb and stupid. And it is like, wow, bro. Wow. I want a DVD of how to ruin a career in 2 months.
They did a really bad job. I remember, I don't talk to my dad about wrestling a lot, but my brother and I were talking about it. And we told him the story of Zack Ryder, how he was not getting a character. He wasn't getting any play. He came up with his own show. Fans started to get behind him, blah, 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 blah. And my dad was legitimately getting into it, like, that he finally won the U.S. title. And he's like, oh, so then what happened to him? Like, then they pushed him off a titantron.
They made him get beat up in front of his girl. When he loses the U.S. title, he just lays there like a bitch in, like, the fetal position while Eva Marie's crying over him. And they have Michael Cole being like, oh, I guess he wasn't good enough. Like, they just, wow. Like, they're just like, whoa, bro. Like, you just did not want... Vince said, I don't give a fuck. This guy could be my next Austin. I am denying myself that money.
Yeah. they really just did not like him for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, I met him once and I can kind of figure out why. So
no. Well, he's doing well now. Cardona was everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll show up. And I'm just saying, like, if they want to ruin your career, they could kill Cody in 3 weeks if they want to.
They could if they really want to. Roman will beat them.
They'll feel like it around June.
He'll be back to Stardust all over again. I hope yeah. not.
Well, that is the one thing he had that they yeah. could make him Stardust. Like, okay, but you didn't say anything about Goldust.
Yeah. I do want to say, and this could have, like, if, because everyone says Cody helped change wrestling with AEW. If this is successful for him, he could help change it again, because now guys like Jericho or even Cardona can come back and be like Judas Jericho or Matt Cardona. Probably not Ryder.
Well, I think they still don't like Matt Cardona, but I do yeah. definitely think Jericho could come back tomorrow if he wanted to.
And he could be Judas, and John Moxley could be John Moxley mm-hmm. if these people choose to come back whenever their contracts are done.
So I do think that I feel like even if Cody did stay, Moxley could go, Rusev could go.
Rusev, they're going to treat the same.
Yeah, but he – yeah, actually, they're not really treating him that well in AEW, so yeah, maybe not Rusev. But Jericho or Moxley could go, or CM Punk. CM Punk is – yeah. So I do think all those guys have an open door to be treated. Like I think if CM Punk, I don't know, got into a big fight with Tony Khan in January and was like, I want to go back. Vince, I want to come back. He would have the same, like, 20,000 fireworks.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll give him Seth Rollins. Yeah. I just meant, like, gimmick-wise, to get to that. They, like, Zack Ryder might not have to come back as Zack Ryder.
Well, I'll tell you what is the most impressive thing about Cody is that he is literally taking his AEW storyline and persona. I've never seen someone just take their storyline from another company and just dump it in the middle of WWE. No one's ever done that before. And the promo with the way the lights were, the way it was like an AEW segment. Even the NWO the first thing you see them, they had a little bit of Vince in them.
Oh, they had 100. Yeah. Like,
this is the equivalent of if they just walked out with Jeff Jarrett, Buff Bagwell, Eric Bischoff, started talking about Sting, started talking about
Sting had to be the vigilante. Sting had to get that whole change of music
This is the equivalent. Yeah. This is, I've never seen anything like this where it's just the same storyline. It's just the same guy. He's kind of like, you know, it's just still his same universe, but it's on it. So I'll give him credit for that. Kind of impressive that he got.
Yeah. I can legitimately see it happening with Jericho in a couple of years. I know Jericho. Oh, like, I can see Jericho
having a faction with I'm just throwing out names here. Pretty Deadly and fucking Ricochet. And who would be their big guy? And Walter being the new inner circle, you know?
Yeah.
Nikota Lyons defeats Lash Legend. I can't believe how young Nikota Lyons is. She's like fucking 22. She looks like she's in a good way. She looks like she's in her 30s.
Yes. No, she's very, very young. Very popular on the internet for several reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Lash Legend. So that was a match for her. For the boys,
it's so funny how they legit let Wade Barrett lust over her on commentary. It's like, bro, she was like a baby when you were leaving. thirst traps or something. I forget what he says. It's something like that.
they don't care.
Yeah,
but they seem to be all in on the Keto Lion. So good for her.
I think she's got a good future. So and she's super young. So
yeah.
Tony D'Angelo and Santos Escobar are now going to feud. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like they need to bring them up too, because they don't got anything else to do with these guys. Like, I thought, like I was talking with my brother about it, that like maybe after Rey Mysterio lost, like they would have came up and been like, Logan Paul take the mask, you disgraced Lucha Heritage, blah, blah, blah. And eventually Dominic joins Legado del Fantasma and becomes like a new, like gets some friggin' personality instead of getting beat up every week. But no, why not? Let's just keep doing what we're doing.
I think Dominic should do a thing where he was like, I want to, you turn on Rey Mysterio, and Rey Mysterio goes, how can you turn on me? He goes like, How could you turn on your father? I never turned on Eddie Guerrero. I'm honoring Eddie Guerrero.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't turn on my father. My father was Eddie Guerrero. And and I'm going to avenge my father by I'm going to become light, cheat, and steal like my dad. And just Rey Mysterio look on it. Oh, no. And he changed his name to Dominic Guerrero. I think that'd be
what I wanted for Rey before when they were first doing this was for Rey that no one's going to ever do it. For Rey to turn heel because he was acting like kind of like the asshole dad, man. My son, he's good, but he can't beat me. Like he can't beat the GLOAT, the greatest luchador of all time. Rey Mysterio, like he just gets so caught up in his own hype of being Rey Mysterio that he's like.
Have you played Rey Mysterio Showcase mode?
That's what I was playing earlier. It's not bad. His commentary
is annoying.
Like he can't. He's someone wrote that for him.
I know really the way the stuff he says, the way he. I don't know. I love him. He's one of my favorite old time, but he's also like kind of, I don't know. Like sometimes they just.
That's what also made me want to do it because he's like so kind of like into himself that like Rey Mysterio is like the cocky, like just who just knows he's so good after all these years, kind of being a heel would be fun to me. Nobody else.
Yeah. Everyone else would be like, they turned him heel. The WWE's a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. But the quick thing about that mode, it's interesting for me because for a while I did not like Rey Mysterio for years because I like Psychosis and all these other guys instead. So it's interesting for me playing that mode. Like, oh yeah, these did happen. I guess this is how you feel when you did like them. And just the match listing is, I always say it's like disc three on a best of set because I'm like, what kind of matches are these out of his 20, 30 plus year career? Like Miz? like this is the match? Or Rey versus
Kane? Well, I think they they couldn't get rights to certain people, so they had to like the Miz match. Though he won the WWE titles, like
that one's fine. But Kane, I guess that feud was a thing, or
the Undertaker match where he loses.
Yeah, the Undertaker match where he loses. This weird also Eddie the Grand Guerrero Metallic thing match, where
I guarantee they had an Andrade match, and then when he quit, they had to scramble and throw in Grand Metallic.
Yeah, no, it's all kind of I think. Rights cut because they don't even have the shots of the referees, they're all blurred out.
Yeah, you know what? I hope they do. Next showcase should be the Veer's career mode where he fights Rey Mysterio.
You don't play it for a year and a half, and then
it's just him coming. You're just trying to find the WWE.
Exactly. Do it the first person mode, but the matches are weird. I heard they cut out Liger, they couldn't get the rights last minute, but that was supposed to be a match.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why they had the Starrcade 96 arena, I bet.
Yeah.
And I think there's another, weird arena. Oh, they probably had that. They probably thought about Psychosis, which is why they abashed the Beach 96.
Yeah, they probably were
trying. My favorite Rey Mysterio match. That people don't talk about that match, but, because everyone's talking about Hogan turning heel. But that match set the tone, because the great thing about Bash the Beach 96 is you have state-of-the-art wrestling, and then you have these 80 wrestlers in the main event doing shit you never would expect it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the best of both. The work rate was there and the character work was there.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a very long time. I only remember the NWO. It seems like everything was overshadowed.
No, that's my favorite. I think that's my favorite opening match. It's one of my favorite matches. Well, it's definitely my favorite WCW match of all time.
Mm.
Those two just fucking deliver. And I think that's the secret ingredient to WCW is that you got bangers like that.
It was. It absolutely was.
And then then at the end of the night, Hogan told everyone how he really, to go fuck their mother. Kushida and Von Wagner. Kushida vows vengeance on Von Wagner. So I guess now Kushida's just a jobber. Good for him.
Bring Kushida up too.
Finally, the main event. Ron Breaker, Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I didn't like the match. Then I loved the match. I kind of have a problem. I do think they were kind of wasting. It's a waste of Walter unless he's going to the main roster and they wanted. But, dude, I would have waited for this match. This is a match you could have built. Walter also seems to have lost a step with the weight loss. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight. It seemed like he lost a lot of weight, and they changed the music. They changed the chops. They he's like a different person. Maybe he's just trying to find whoever this new character is now. But they changed a lot of things that made him Walter, and now he's Gunther, and I guess that's what they want. And maybe that's why he'll stay there for a bit. But I think he could have that match definitely could have been a pay-per-view match. You could have built to it. And it would have been a good pay-per-view match. It's like him losing clean, too. Clean. And typical Bron Breakker fashion, Breakker able to lift him up and slam it, like, on an NXT, on a regular show. I mean,
dude.
Okay.
The last 3 years, he was like a special attraction. He showed up. And he had the best match in 2019 against Tyler Bate, another guy they're wasting.
And then the one in 2021, the people said, was with Dragunov.
The Dragunov at NXT. The NXT after SummerSlam, and the one in the empty arena. I heard that's the best empty arena match of the whole pandemic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've yet to see it. I should watch it. So I think the problem, though, is this is a Triple H guy. They're not getting rid of him because they know that he's a guy.
Yeah,
he's really good, but I also think they don't believe in him. I think Vince doesn't believe in him. I'll tell you when I realize Vince doesn't believe in him.
When he lost in like 2 seconds in Survivor Series?
Yes, when he was with the main roster guys, he's the first guy to get eliminated, made to look like an idiot, and everyone kind of forgot about it because it was so fast and there was so much other shit going on in that match. But that was a great match, by the way.
Yeah, but that's the one that Keith Lee and Roman go like,
Yes, two, right? Yeah, everyone kind of thought like this is going to be a WrestleMania main event down the road, still could be.
Yeah, it's possible.
It could be an AEW Double Nothing main event. You know, who knows?
If they play the wrong cards with Roman, that would be a surprise.
Well, if COVID flares up again and he wants to stay home and they give him shit again, that might. He almost left because of Vince's reaction to COVID.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. I think that's why Vince turned him heel, by the way, because Vince no longer thought. I think Cena, he always believed in, like, as a person. The moment he didn't believe in Roman, he's like, oh, you're a coward? He's like, oh, now I can turn you heel because I think you're a pussy. So
I think they did try to spin it in a weird way on that evil. I don't know if you're watching the WWE evil shows.
No, I didn't watch that yet. No.
Yeah.
Like, I just figured it's all, like, spin. It's none of it's, like, really reality.
It's the one I saw. The Roman one's pretty good. The weird spin they were like when he came back from cancer, everyone started booing him again. And I was like, that did not happen. Like WrestleMania 35, people were indifferent because the fucking match was 10 minutes and we were tired. Like,
yeah, but people were cheering him all of 2019 and into early 2020.
Yeah, he just kind of had like whack storylines, but he wasn't getting booed out of the building.
I think the original, I do think he was supposed to turn heel with the Goldberg match.
Goldberg, yeah, I think so too.
But it didn't happen. But I also don't think, I think Vince at the last second, I think Vince really liked him being a good guy. I mean, he did dumping the dog food on him at the end of 2019. I mean, it was getting back to this guy's getting stupid storylines to make him look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people were booing more so. They weren't really booing him.
No. Yeah. I agree. But yeah, with Walter, we'll see what happens. I don't know where, like on SmackDown, it's the Roman show. When I won both shows, it's the Roman show. So where do these people fit in? You could put Gunther on Raw because
I think you Seth need more Rollins challenges is a quote for Roman face. On SmackDown.
True. But it won't be him though. He's not a likable. Well, he's likable to the smart fans. But he's not like somebody you like, yeah, I want to cheer this guy.
Well, that's why you need to give him a dancing gimmick. So
I mean, somebody call my Walter could be a song they could use. Why not?
Somebody call him Walter. At the very end, Rick Steiner has been kidnapped and he's about to be tortured by Joe Gacy. Where is Scott?
hitting on Mackenzie Mitchell.
You know what would have been great is if they opened the show with Bron Breakker and Gunther, and then they cut, and these guys have Scott Steiner kidnapped, and the whole show is Bron Breakker trying to find them. Yeah. And when he finally finds them, Scott Steiner has them kidnapped, and he's torturing them.
That'd be awesome.
That would have been instead of Rick.
And then they had to do Rick and say, well, one, father, and two, like no one would believe that Joe Gacy could beat up Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
Even in Scott Steiner's young, older condition now. Like no one can believe him.
Yeah, I would love Scott Steiner to have like a coach mentor style role, like Art Anderson did or Jake Roberts did for some one of these young, maybe not his nephew, but one of the younger guys who needs a
mouthpiece. I wish they used people more like that. That would have been. I mean, you might have Big Show or Mark Henry that way.
Let me ask you this: so we're almost done, but I want to ask you a quick question. This is Cody Rhodes related. Arne Anderson said he's in limbo at AEW. They're not really using him. What do you think the odds of Arne Anderson gets hired by WWE to be Cody's coach?
Why not? They can do it. And then he's
I don't
also
know if Arne Anderson will go back because I think he has bad feelings towards them. But
yeah, they might want him to be a road agent again. He might not want to do any of that shit again.
Well, I mean, they had no plans for Heyman. And the reason why Paul Heyman came back is Brock Lesnar had to cut a promo one night. It sucked. And he storms back and just corners Vince, goes, "This doesn't work. Get me back my Jew." And they called Paul Heyman, and he called Paul Heyman, "They're making an offer. Just fucking take it, because I can't do this without you." And that's how he came back, Paul Heyman.
Wait, when was this?
This was in 2012.
Oh,
you remember okay. Brock came back and for a while there's no Heyman?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He said to Vince, "This doesn't work, give me back my Jew."
Did Heyman say this?
That's what Heyman, yes, this is a Heyman story. And then and he's sitting home and Brock calls and goes, "They're making you an offer, you better fucking take it. I can't do this without you." And then you go, Paul Heyman was back. And then, you know.
Good. I mean, it's good to have Brock Lesnar in your corner, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, when Brock Lesnar says I need you, you got to be here. Yeah. You show up. You don't want to say no to that guy.
No,
Brock Lesnar. I think originally Paul was supposed to show up, cut the promos, and leave.
Yeah.
And now he's more and more engaged and creative and shit. So.
No, I mean they tried that whole 2020 when they had Lashley and Braun Strowman go through the stage of the first part of Raw and. He was trying to build Raw in his own image for a bit until Vince was like, nope.
Nope.
So, I mean, I guess he's fine just being the manager of people.
I think he still has input, though. Someone from SmackDown said that they go to him. I forget who it was. One of the divas, but or female wrestlers, whatever we're calling anyone. I don't know what the terms are.
That's good.
All in all, NXT was all right. I am excited for Cody in this company. I am excited for Ezekiel. And all WrestleMania week. All in all, I enjoyed it more than last year.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed most of it. I think the Raw part, like really, because I expect Roman and Brock it up. But I think the Raw part is where you, especially with all the hype, that like this is going to happen or who knows what's going to happen. And besides Ezekiel and Cody, it was nothing.
Well, Veer. I mean, come on. That was.
Oh yeah,
Veer is the next generation. He's the next Hulk Hogan, the next John Cena. Come on.
We finally got Veer as well, but it was just kind of a disappointing end. And I don't know if it's because Bianca got hurt.
Well, I did like the MVP
turn. And Roman got hurt. Yeah, that did happen too. Look at that. You're bringing up some positives. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because Bianca got hurt, Roman got hurt, that they couldn't start new story allegedly about Roman. That they couldn't start new storylines with them. But also, why are you breaking up Rhea Ripley and like they're like the best tag team that people have like fallen in love with, and people are like, no.
Well, I think Rhea's gonna be an Edge's group.
Put fucking Shotzi in there. Put someone who needs it. Like Rhea doesn't need it.
Well, I think you know, I thought it'd be cool, but they can't do this. Edge would pull this off. They can't do this because we all know he's married. But it'd be great if they did put Rhea or Shotzi in the group. You do the Edge is like the guy with the way too young for him girlfriend. And I mean,
that Phoenix, he was tweeting like, this isn't you. I mean, if you really want to make him a scumbag.
because he would kill it. Because I think Rhea Ripley's like 24, right?
20. Yeah, she's very young. 25, I think.
No, I think she's even younger than that. I'm checking her out right now. 25. Yeah, okay, that's still pretty young. Edge is like 47. So, 22 age difference. Edge would kill it as the guy who won't admit he's old and has a super young girlfriend. He would just kill
make
it
him
as
the
that.
Groomer?
Yes, he would kill it as that character. No. And it would play into like the Lita thing, and now he's an old guy.
No.
Yeah. Well, you can't groom a 25-year-old. I mean, can you?
That's the internet. They say you can.
Okay. Yeah. But that would be, I think Edge would kill it as that creepy old guy. That would be fucking hilarious. And Rhea would kill it probably as his way too young for his girlfriend.
Damian Priest is not that old either. I mean, not that young either.
I know. They could do a whole thing where Edge is like, I like her for her mind. She has an old soul. I don't know. Edge could pull it off. He'd be so funny. But I don't know if it would work because of Beth Phoenix. So
yeah, everyone would be very upset with him.
Yeah, then you have to go on social media and be like, no, I'm actually still with Beth Phoenix. I'm just
I don't think it would work out for him. But I think you could have put another girl in there, another one that didn't need to be Rhea Ripley. I get it. They're all tall, strong people.
Well, they're putting I also heard they're putting in Tommaso Ciampa, but I think he's going to be the Butch role.
Yeah, he's going to be the shortest one, but good for him.
He'll look good in a suit.
Yeah. I thought they were waiting for Gargano to come back, and then they could be a team again. I don't see Gargano going to AEW or an Impact. Like, why would he do
that? Yeah, he doesn't seem to be interested in AEW.
Yeah. I say that, and then he'll be in the Owen Hart tournament or something.
Yeah, Samoa Joe announced announced today for tomorrow. Samoa Joe's going to fight Max Caster. Yeah,
can't wait for that rap.
And all in all, that's WrestleMania week is in the books. It's over. Let's never speak of it again.
No, we're done. We're starting over Friday. Something big is going to happen Friday.
Yeah, and if you technically you can start over tomorrow as well, but we'll see.
Yes,
with AEW. All right, Kyle, thank you so much for being on the show. Guys, I don't know when I'm doing this podcast again, but, thanks for tuning in every now and then. I appreciate all 10 of you. So, thank you. And, follow Kyle. What is it on Twitter?
At Keep It Five Star, FIVE, on all the socials. Comedy coming back. End of the month, I want to say. Thursday, April 28th, 8 p.m. Follow me on social media because I'm looking for a venue right now. All right, let's plan is happening.
Show's let's happening. Do this shit. Let's save Kyle's comedy. All right, guys.
Yes, please. Thanks for everything. Book me too if you like comedy.
There you go. Book Kyle. Thank you, guys.